Nine.
The father of all DJs.
That's right.
Mike Quay. That's it.
Live right here.
Yeah. It's looking good. Yeah.
It's really looking good. Yeah.
And they like the vibe, the energy, the warm up.
Yeah.
Now everybody they wait for, you know, the DJ's Grammys.
Right.
Yeah, because that be where every entertainer, if you be entertainer, that be where you go show, say, you be entertainer.
Right.
Exactly. Because, you know, see, DJs, where they play all songs where they this country inside.
That's right.
So if DJs, they can't have them at Grammys, that be Guinness Ghana DJ Awards.
Right.
Every musician, every actor.
Right.
You know, everybody, presenter, everybody. Mm. That be where we they want day on the 9th.
Yeah.
Of November.
Yeah. I think beyond that, when it comes to the corporate world, you know, all the, you know, corporate organizations, they interface with DJs. When they have their get-togethers, they have events, they have activations. MTN had an event at the Tetekwashi over the weekend. You needed a DJ to spice it all up.
And now, you know, the DJs, I saw the DJs spicing it up to the extent, say, I saw big things on stage.
Of course. You know, so it's in place, of you know, course. It's in order. The DJ's Grammys, as you put it, the Guinness Ghana DJ Awards is coming on the 9th of November, and it is fabulous.
Abba.
You know, I always feel something. So, but I mean, it was great hanging out with you know, over the weekend, there were two. I told you that this is the DJ season,
of course.
Yeah, it is a big season. Let's say big shout outs to DJ Ubeti.
DJ Ubeti.
Yeah, who held it down on Friday. In TM. I'm loving the whole vibe in TM. I mean, a lot of the people were asking of you and all, you know. And big shout out to Keche, you know, for coming through.
Some white being the best say.
Rashid Metal. He was also on. Big shout out to Rashid Metal. Uh-huh. He called me, you know, the next day.
Oh.
Just to say thank you for, you know, the promotion and, of course, the support I gave him on the stage. And that touched my heart.
Wow.
You know?
After the show.
You know, you hardly get that.
Yeah.
You know,
and, he bad cry.
Yeah. So he turns up and that's it. You know, but he called me, you know. Wow. And, you know, within the past, you know, couple of weeks, I've had some very, very great calls. Guru. Guru, you know, hit me up, you know, and it's great.
NKZ.
President Guru, you know.
Saturday
was for DJ Toyo.
Oh.
10 on deck. So the Apocalypse, that's the Untamed Empire.
Yeah, Untamed Empire.
And it was fantastic.
Powerful.
You know, so as I said, it's a DJ season.
DJ season.
And the climax is on the 9th of November. So at Apocalypse for 10 on deck, it was great. We had DJ of the Year, DJ Lord.
DJ Lord.
He was there. Of course, we were celebrating, you know, 10 on deck. Stone Boy. JJJ, you know, was in the building. You know, we had Kiddy, you know, in the place as well. There was Mr. Drew. Yes. And of course, a lot of amazing DJs. Varosky, you know, was in the place. Selector Shaker, Kojo Manuel, you know, DJ Chihuahua.
This year will be tough.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I was so proud. You know, I've been pushing very hard the women in DJing agenda couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so happy to see that you have some very, very vibrant women in the game doing it big.
Awesome.
DJ Nice was there, and Galdem DJ. Yeah, was also there. It was amazing. It was a shutdown. So congratulations to DJ Ubeti. Congratulations to DJ Toyo. Yo. Father of DJs, I am proud of you.
It feels good. Yeah, so if you are driving right about now, park. If you are riding, park. If someone is giving you a ride, tap the person, tell the person to stop and park. This is Hits 103.
We have DJ Amachi.
DJ Amachi.
In tune. Live. He says he's already secured his ticket for 9th November.
So in seats, make ready for Palms Convention Center.
Yeah. Amachi, big up yourself. Also want to say big shout out to DJ Master Q. Yes.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie. I say 9th November. Squad. If you are driving, park. Let's get into the roll call. Hits 103.9 FM. Search us on Facebook. Hits 103.9 FM. Let's get into the roll call. Give us your name. Give us your location and share the feed. Drop your name. Drop your location and share the feed. Let's give you a big mention on the big show. Yeah, this is You Say Waiting. The issues where they go on. What do you they talk about them? It'd be simple. Issues where they can't discuss. Issue where they go on in the country. What do you think about this issue? That is You Say Waiting. Live on Cruise Control. You know, the biggest drive time show in Ghana. Yeah, and so drop your name. Drop your location. Let's give you that big mention on this big show here on Hits 103.9 FM. The roll call is about to go down. Yeah. Monday looking so good. Okay.
Yeah.
Today be Monday.
Today
and I like the vibe. I like the vibe. I like the energy, you know, in the Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the show say the week could look good.
Obed, you can't say that.
What Obed, is Obed saying?
Obed says... some mood activated.
Obed, you can't say that. You can't say that.
We will not, you know,
you can't
encourage
say that.
The use of such phrases. Phrase. So let's get on. Oh, I'm supposed to be on.
Yeah.
I was on the sister. You know. It's all good. All right. So let's get on to it right now. Of course, we have... Oh, it's looking good. Facebook is looking good.
Today's Monday.
Facebook is looking good.
Share, Ruby, share the link. Share the link.
Samuel Tadbe.
Samuel.
Tadbe. Says, good evening, my G's.
Yeah, good evening. And
Ahuta Poche says, I park for the usual grounds waiting for Clarence to do the do. Esther Brown says, turn up. Hey, Esther Brown, big up yourself. We have Jake Sulis who says, good evening, Mac Shine. Thanks for wishing me happy birthday on Friday. I forgot to add my name. Oh, happy birthday. Well, belated. We're still celebrating. That's and of course, big shout out to Aaron BN who says, all correct, I'm on my way going home. Big ups to the Turn Up Army. Ghana, 33 days more. We need to celebrate our DJs. They watch the crowd, make you feel the energy. We need to celebrate them. 9th of November, Ghana is going to be united by music at the Palms Convention Center. Star 713 star 33 star 00 hash to copy your ticket. Yes, and our condolences to one of our members lost the dad, Hertie Pounce. Oh, Hertie Pounce. Our condolences, okay. And Ruben Amenije says, father of DJs and a shining star of Ghana gossip. you can't say that. Says, I beg, let me and make her turn up my madam's shape. This is Ruben inside.
Huh?
Oh, the shape. It's Ruben Kuto.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Temasile. Myself, when I saw, I was like, what? Wisdom Della Emotion says, turn up. It's good to see you today again. Thank God for your life. Keep entertaining and motivating us. Big ups. Hey, Wisdom Della Emotion, big up yourself. And of course, Tete Adam says, policeman is asking for my license, but I told him to wait for clearance before I can give him. General Mercury, please clear me.
You are cleared.
I hope everything is in order, though. Love G says, Accra New Town is loud. And, of course, November 9th, the Palms Convention Center is the place to be as we come together to celebrate the true music journalists. Right, so says, don't miss out on Africa's biggest DJ event, the Guinness Ghana DJ Awards, united by Music GH. Guinness Ghana DJ Awards 24, hashtag... Yes, so it's big.
It's big.
You see, Dr. Sign.
Tell me.
When it comes to events, normally the organizers will come and pay and then help. This one is the fans who are doing the LPM. The fans are doing
the LPM.
Yo, Guinness Ghana DJ Awards is loud. It's loud. Sharp Bond says, I'm in tune with my friends and... All the ghetto boys in the Kwapim, Obusumasi is on, because our festival is on. Yeah. We are coming.
Obusumasi.
We are coming to Ujira.
Ujira.
Guinness Ghana DJ. Live. We are coming.
Live.
United by music. We are coming. Watch out.
Ujira.
Yeah.
We're coming.
Juliet Kwetu says, Mac Shine, I hope you guys are doing great. Listening from Oyari. If I need clearance to enter into the studios of Hits FM, you are not cleared. You're not cleared.
Right.
Yeah. Juliet Kwetu. Oh, Gilbert. Big shout out to Gilbert.
Gilbert Ampofu.
Gilbert. He is from Obusumasi.
Gilbert Ampofu.
Big up yourself, Gilbert. You're the man. Rastoko says, big ups to Dr. Cyan Mercury Quay, 9th November, Guinness Ghana DJ Awards. I'm coming with Sweet 20 Ladies.
Hey!
Man, Rastoko.
Sweet 20 ladies.
It's looking good.
Sorted. Sorted.
Emmanuel Ban says, good evening. I park at the next kitchen, Lashibi, grilling some chicken, please. I need clearance before AC. Big shout out to AC in TM, you know, yeah. Big shout out to Sammy T. Big shout out to Sammy T. Meshine, good evening. I'm Sammy T, listening to you live from Nungwa Bwade. Obucho special. 10 left, 10 right.
Turn up.
Yo, Godwin DJ Senior says, ACA, and of course, Kobe Spanky says, I'm in tune from Lakers Bar. Big ups to you, Radio President. I appreciate the turn up army way past through Lakers Bar during the Ohum Ojira Festival. And of course, Hit Boy says, father of DJs, I'm in tune. Hey, Lexam, big shout out to you. David Kwetu says, Mercury Kwe, I was just asking myself, say, where you go bed today? Where gospel they cry like this? Big ups, guys. Jah bless you. The studios of hits from David Kwetu, a.k.a. Mr. Young, CEO of Kilo Event Bar and Grill, East Adenta. Thanks, guys. Well, Kilo every Monday event, every Monday is a tradition, okay? Gospel on Mondays, because I know a lot of you do a lot of things over the weekend. On Mondays, we sanctify.
We for cleanse everybody.
Collins says, turn up the evening cruises. Hope Kane says, that girl is gold digger. You married three men. Who's that?
Who's that?
Aaron BN says, Godwin Senior, what happened to your message? No show up. Nasser, great Nasser Ahmed says, listening live from Bunso. Big ups to McShine. Tete Pius. Oje, let me make a start soon, please. You are cleared. Ose Major says, McShine, I'm parked at Georgie's, still waiting for Shine. I waited for you, Shine, at Georgie's, on Friday, and they never show up, Claim your eyes, Right. Mustafa Musti Abdullah says, General, I greet from CEO of our Music Collections. Big shout out to our Music Collections. And of course, Obahima Helen says, I parked at C25. Waiting. To move on the 9th of November. Big shout out to Obahima Helen coming through for Africa's biggest queen. DJ event.
Obahima Helen. 9th November. Yeah, bye bye.
Juliet Kwetu says, really, Mercury?
You are not clear.
You'll be clear tomorrow. Stephen Alote, Papo says, I'm here again. Of course, Eric Scavi says, greetings from my side to you guys working and listening. Eskimo, the general says, father of DJs and Kokosa, Dr. Shine. DJ Eskimo, the general, I'm parked at Apapa Coco Junction. Please claim me before I allow the Coco Seller to continue serving. Daddy, please. DMS Academy is repping live. A big shout out to the DMS Academy coming to Africa's biggest DJ event. Aaron BN, Abu Jafar Salifu is here. Emmanuel Barnes is here. He's looking good. Dr. Sain, before we move to the other side, it is very, very important to mention that the HITS hottest DJ is here.
DJ season.
The HITS hottest DJ. So watch out. If you know any DJ on campus, you know, doing your thing, you know, I know about DJ Striker, you know, a lot of amazing DJs doing your thing on campus. This is time to tell them to subscribe. Jump onto the HITS hottest DJ. It's big.
Big.
It's mega, right? It's going to be a movie. So this is time to jump on, of course, be part of the biggest competition. Let's get into it. HITS hottest DJ. It's going down. All right, Dr. Sai, we're going to get into this one pretty, pretty quick. And then, of course, right, 103.9 FM, in case you just turned on your radio, welcome to the biggest drive time show on radio. This is HITS. My name is Mercury Quay, and, of course, I've got Dr. Shine in the place. And before we get into it, happy birthday to you, Amanyako. And I want you to know one thing. I want you to know that I love and appreciate your loyalty to me as a friend. Keep emitting love and positive energy to everyone you come across. Age gracefully. And this is not coming from Mercury Quay. It is coming from your friend turned sister. Sister Esinam Chikata of the United States of America. Enjoy your great day.
Happy birthday. Let's say big ups to Arnold.
Hello. Yeah, chief engineer. This is not about cables. This is about show production.
Bamuyada. Yeah, squash them, DJ Icon.
Yeah. This is us, dude. And when they think, dude, actually, the next day, no, Bamuyada. And, you know, morning. Or evening.
Yeah. It's looking good, but then we are live on Facebook.
Yeah, where else?
Send us your message live on Facebook, and then we are live. You know, WhatsApp. WhatsApp is activated. 0548-841-039. Let's discuss these issues. Mercury, a video of Shatawale has emerged.
Right.
And in this video, Shatawale is seen begging the former president, John Dramani Mahama. Yeah, Mercury. He beg him, ask him for forgiveness. Now, Mercury, the guy say somewhere in March, Dr. Lawrence Tete, Reverend, he said something. He made a revelation that, you know, the whole of Ghana and everybody, they search for one video. Dr. Lawrence Tete, he can't talk, so he was on a flight. He was on board a flight. Where did they go? London. Then Shatawale. He said that Shatawale did a flight inside.
Right.
President Mahama did a flight inside. So at a point, Shatawale walked to him. That is Reverend Lawrence Tete.
Right.
Shatawale walked to him. And I was like, Doc, I beg you for do me some favor. He said, oh, what favor? He said, yeah, I want to walk to President Mahama then, you know, apologize to him. So the man was like, oh, wow. Wow, I'm touched.
Right.
Really?
Right.
Why? It's over some comments where, you know, he passed some time ago, some years ago. You know, Shatta, they do a lot of live and they write a lot. So sometimes some of the comments, the more you talk, the more sometimes you get certain things wrong. So, yeah, they go overboard at a point. So he want to apologize to him. Mercury, since that time, since March, so he said in the flight, you know, they walk to President John Mahama. President John Mahama was sitting, then Shatawale knelt, then apologized to, you know, the man, former President John Mahama. And since that day, Michael Kwe, we've been searching for a video to, you know, confirm, to see how the whole scene was like. But since then, we've never seen chance on any video like that. Fast forward, a video has emerged where Shatawale is in this video.
A video has emerged.
Let's get on Facebook.
Right.
Let's get on Facebook. Hits 103.9 FM. Hits 103.9 FM. Get on Facebook. Let's check the setting. The setting of this video. Where the people day. Where President Mahama was seated. I said there was a revelation about something like this. Let's get on Facebook. Hits 103.9 FM. Baby Kwe,
Dr. Shine,
live on Facebook. Let's get into the sounds again. Moko, listen, because a lot of things they go on. I heard Shatawale mention that through you, I got my first house, so I know it won't offend you. I heard that, and then live. In fact, we see, I mentioned earlier that Dr. Lawrence Tete, he made some revelations, and the voice behind, the one taking the video, a voice behind Mo could pay attention to that voice.
You're my son.
No,
problem.
I got my first house.
By God's grace, it'll be fine.
Awesome.
So I tell Energy I met you.
Wale know how to do this thing. Yeah, see the way he puts his leg on the man in tie. You will be touched.
Leg. Head
right. On the man in tie. Mercury, you will be touched. You see, Wale, yeah. And so that be how, you see, the way he know how to feel remorse, how to be, you know, show down, remorse. Show remorse. That be why people, they talk say sometimes it be settings. Because if you don't have that, you know, that feeling, if you don't have that thing in you, you go offend somebody, say, you know, go feel beggar.
What makes a sentence?
That be what people they think say, oh, he be sentence. The way he does it so well. Like in this video, you could see that, like, oh, somebody go.
No, but I don't know how, you know, that analogy works. Because you are saying it looks very sincere.
Very sincere.
So how does it become sentence?
I say some people they talk, say, you see the way they do, I'm like, if it be somebody go, no, Presido, I'm sorry, this, then. But Satawali knelt down.
Uh-huh, so that's what makes it not settings, not look like settings.
Bamuyada. Bamuyada. That be what people they talk. Right. But then, Mercury, you go see that the man is down, and everything where you talk, he they regret him. Everything where you talk, he they regret him. But it's not clear. The video we they see, you know, they look like in a flight. Oh, Mercury, the setting I they see for there, yeah, I know they see.
Not even a private jet.
Yeah, like, you know, they look like a flight. Yeah. So we don't know whether this is also another apology. So why would the apology in few years, two apologies?
Well, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
If there was an apology and, you know, the recipients did not take it, then it still would hang.
Mm.
You remember recently there was an apology.
Apology?
In the Menchia Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Which wasn't accepted.
It wasn't accepted.
So you are going to ask the same question. If this lady should go back, and this time it is accepted. Mm. So you are going to ask, but I thought they said a lady went to apologize. Okay. It was not accepted when she went. The apology wasn't accepted.
So this one, the first one.
It could. I'm not saying it wasn't bad. It could be the case. And that's why he needed to go again. Because, you know, you could hear in the video that the former president is saying that all the people are peeved.
He said they call energy.
All the people around him were peeved. Yeah. You know, so that's why they weren't responding to his calls.
Mm.
So as it stands now, it means that their lines would be open to Shatawale.
Ah, henceforth. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
As the lines go open there,
yeah,
it is sound good. Yeah. Yeah. So, live, send us your message. What do you think about this one? Yeah. Shatawale apologizing to the former president and NDC's flag bearer, President John Dramani Mahama. Let us know. 0548-841-039. 0548-841-039. Moku, know your thoughts on this particular one. Mercury, talking about presidency and apology.
Mm.
President Akufo-Addo.
Mm.
He say the protesters where, you know, they've been arrested. Right. Where today serve about 21 of them have been granted bail.
Right.
Mercury, it sounds good to a lot of people. But you know, say the man where the front line the whole thing, that be Oliver Bakavomawo. He wasn't
what?
Oliver Bakavomawo.
Right.
He wasn't granted bail. He was denied bail.
Mm.
Yeah, Mercury, the issue be some way. Because they say he's already standing trials for treason.
Mm.
Treason, they say, plan say he go, you know, come out government. So he be wild this in way. He's on bail for that one. We go come out, connect, in fact, he go do another thing. He go commit another offense. So they say, first one, treason. where they give you bail. Where this one too? Go commot policeman in key.
So treason took him to prison.
Prison.
And he was
granted bail.
Right.
Then this one too, you go do. So the jury, they think, say, oh, this is the way they go there. If they grant them bail, what is the guarantee? Say, you know, go do another thing again.
Mm.
Yeah, so that'd be why, for him, he's been denied bail. But then the rest, I'm a governor, then cool. They've been granted bail. But mm-hmm. before they will be granted bail, president of the land, President Akufo-Addo, President Akufo-Addo, he was, you know, an interview. And one thing I've seen is that, Mercury, if issues they go on in this country, I remember the time the LGBT thing started, the economy, people, they talk, all these issues, if we go get answer for Presido, if you know, be say they stage stop, you know, they address Ghanaians, we go be interview, then you go hear them from, you know, a different country altogether, say they grant interview. And this one, he's made some revelations, or he's spoken on this particular arrest involving the protesters. And what did they talk? They make Ghanaians, they lose hope. For the ones we not get bill yet. Moku, listen to President Akufo-Addo.
I'm not responsible for jailing people in Ghana. Yeah. The courts in Ghana are independent institutions, and they have been all through this period of the Fourth Republic. People misconduct themselves and they're brought before court. It's for the court to deal with them. That's not a matter.
It has nothing to do about politics.
It has nothing to do with the executive. And their behavior is what lands them in problem with the police and with the courts. It's not the protests. How can the president, who himself, his political career was aided by leading protests, have problems with protests? I don't have problems with protests. And nothing is done in Ghana to prevent people from airing their views on anything.
As a quick conclusion, you're confident that you hand over the baton to your vice president?
I believe that he, first of all, he's waging a good campaign. He has a message that is resonating, especially with the young people in Ghana. And secondly, he has a record, a good record to defend. Despite the economic difficulties, the Ghanaian people know that this is nearly 8 years in which we were in office. We're not wasted. We did a lot. Major reforms in education, in our health system, in our road infrastructure, in the development of the digital economy. They're key ingredients of the Ghanaian economy that have seen significant improvements and developments since we came back. So there's a record on which he's campaigning. At the same time, he's also brought some new ideas to the surface, which are ideas for especially of how the young people can also now get involved in developing themselves and the nation's economy. And that is what is giving me confidence that he's going to win. And certainly that is my hope. But I believe that he will win, and that you will remember this discussion when you hear the news that comes out of Accra.
The father.
Yeah, Dr. Shine.
He says he's not responsible. He's not responsible for, you know, arresting people. And then, you know,
which is true.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah.
He said, as they come, you know, government self, he started with demonstration then things, which is also true. You know, say you go kumi preku then things. You go demonstration. Why for the arrest demonstrators? One thing where you talk, where people they feel say, hey, he say, it be them behavior. Where he landed them the trouble. They are not the, you know, I'm not against protest. You could protest, and you know, people they protest in Ghana. But it is their behavior that landed, and that the court will deal with them. So it be like your father, where you go do something outside, where they can actually say, oh, we say your kiddie go do something outside. So what do they do? They catch them. What do they do? Mm. So it be their behavior. We send them there. And so at the wait, say, where they carry them go, they go deal with them. This is what people they feel say, hey, are you like Presido? He the second the justice system, the second how the system they work, how they arrest the people, how did they put them, you know,
they have to go through the process.
Exactly. That be what people they talk, see the message President Akufo-Addo they talk, this be all
that's what
they want to talk about. So if you are demonstrating against, you know, Galamsey or free the citizens, if or no, say this be what it is. If
Yeah, and at the same time, if you are doing galamse, you should know that this is this is how.
So Ghanaians are asking and hoping that this works across board.
Exactly.
Because they know of certain issues where you come out. Later they go, yes, oh, this person has been cleared.
There shouldn't be anything like selective justice.
Mm-mm.
And selective intervention.
Bamuyada.
Selective justice and selective intervention.
Mm. Mm. No selective intervention.
No, because we are going to keep this tape.
Yeah.
And in that regard, we wouldn't expect a case where there is a pardon.
Uh-huh.
Why would it be good for that person and not for this person? Protesters. When you have said, you have enunciated, you have put it on record that the system must work.
0548841039. Moku know what you think about this particular one. Lewin is on. Makukwe.
With the justice system?
You know, in I make court too. So you make court. Two court cases. Once they say they carry them, go can't house their things. A whole lot of issues. But then, Makukwe, Lewin is in church.
Mm.
A video of Lewin has emerged, and this video, Lewin Day Church, you know, in Prophet.
Mm.
Yeah, we know, or we all know in Prophet, you know, the man, Adum Teidia, that be the man of God for
the new Jesus.
Yeah, the new Jesus. Right. The new Jesus. 500 years to come, you know, the pictures. But we know they see the pictures, so maybe. Okay.
Mm.
Also, it's 500 years to come, like. Pictures go circulate. Still...
All the people who have the actor's picture. The actor. You know, the picture in the Jesus picture is an actor. So all the people who have the actor's pictures, you are still keeping the actor's picture. You are not using the new Jesus' picture.
See, Jesus come Ghana.
It's idolatry.
Mm.
Idolatry.
Tell them.
That actor in your room, you are keeping as Jesus. It's an actor. The picture of an actor.
Actor. So, my good way, this issue.
So, remove it.
And replace you.
Well, I don't know because me, I know Jesus' time, he didn't take a picture.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Because so, the actor, you know, some argue that it's symbolism. So, why are you using the image of a person whose lifestyle you don't even have an account of? You don't know if he's drinking at the moment, and you're actually using him as a symbol.
I said some account I hear, pal.
It's okay. Let's continue.
Bamuyada. Right. So this issue where you know Lewin, he go church, they go give thanks. Maybe recently we saw videos of Shatawale spraying money.
Right.
And he be fans. If you go meet fans, if you go meet the mob arm, if you drop arm, we saw Stone Boy spraying money everywhere. Fast forward, you know, Jackie, into you enter break room. I say something they break room if you enter there.
Mm.
Something in the break room if you enter there. In fact, whatever day you go show it for the people for break room. Yeah, you go show something. So as you in enter break room into, you go spread money. She go spread money for break room. But then, make quick, Lewin, we expect someone be go there, some fans, you know, some events other than things. But then in church,
right,
spraying bundles of cash.
Right,
people they ask, what is the reason behind spraying this money? Let's get on Facebook Live, hits 103.9 FM. Lewin, bundles of cash. You can say he's already, you know, there's already this case where Lewin knocked down this boy. The boy died sadly. This issue day, so people they want to see a very, you know, humble, quiet, Lewin, but still things they go on. They spread money live on Facebook, hits 103.9 FM. Bikojon Kansa Lewin.
Philadelphia Major.
Yes.
Lewin.
Asia.
Lewin. Lewin.
Yes, sir.
Metro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. there will be Philadelphia family.
Michael, this is extra.
Yeah, this is not ordinary. Yeah.
You know they